paragraph gimel, v'alkein tzorich liten haser la'kohen daika. Now you'll understand why we have to give the sheep specifically to the kohen. Ki ha'kohen hu bechinas v'rav chesed, because kohen represents a very high level of chesed. We know that kohen Levi Yisrael correspond to chesed, gevura, and tiferes. The kohen is always called an inyan of chesed. It's brought that there's a pasuk v'komatz ha'kohen. The kohen is the one who makes the kmitza for the korban mincha, right? With his three fingers, remember kmitza. When we speak about the vowels in the aleph beis, komatz is the keser. Remember, we had this many times. Komatz means closed. The keser represents sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah, which are closed, the hiddenness. That's komatz. Pasach is chokhmah. The Tikkun Ezra says, when does the light start opening up? Because the light of Hashem starts off up, 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 up in Ein Sof, in the highest of places. It comes down, 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 down. And the first one of the midos that it comes into is Keser, where there it's still hidden. It's called B'mufla Mimcha Al Tidrosh U'B'mechusa Mimcha Al Tachkar. It says, in that which is wondrous to you, you're not allowed to delve into it. In that which is covered up from you, you're not allowed to investigate. You're not allowed to delve into it. That's the keser. That corresponds to the nekuda of komatz, which is komitz v'sosim, the Zohar HaKadosh says. The komitz is where he takes the flower, puts it in here, brushes off the side, and you don't see any of it. It's closed. And the koyin, the pasuk says, v'komatz ha-koyin. The koyin represents this super high level of chesed, this v'rav chesed, bechinas hadras ponim, kaviochel, the light of Hashem's face, a very bright light, bechinas dikna de kahana rabba, as the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the beard of the koyin godol, referring to Aaron HaKoyin, man of peace, man of kindness, the isha chesed, the super isha chesed. Shehu, he's the one who's mamtik all the dinim, who gets all of our sins erased. He's the one who turns red into white, right? On Yom Kippur. Shehu zoyche lahamshich ha'oras ponim al Yisrael. It's the kohen, and especially the kohen gadol, who is zoyche, the kohanim are the ones who are zoyche to draw the light of Hashem's face upon Klal Yisrael. When? By duchening, right? What do the Kohenim say? Yoyer Hashem ponov eilecho v'chuneko. They're the ones who draw upon us this he'oras aponim, this hadras aponim. Shehu b'chinas he'soyrus hashena. That's the concept of being wakened up from sleep. Sleep is darkness, the opposite of this hadras aponim. Shaydeze nimshach ashirus nal, through which a person is zoicha to this ashirus of kedusha. Shaydeze zoichin lehizboinen asanal, which is the prerequisite to this great, deep understanding of Torah. Vese bechinas birchas koyanim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to analyze for us every word in the birchas koyanim, and he's going to show us how the birchas koyanim corresponds to that chapter on Likutei Moran, word for word. The first word in the birchas koyanim is yivorechecha. And the Gemara says, with what? Yivorecha Hashem, the Gemara says, bemomoin. Hashem should bless us with money, with wealth. Yivorechecha refers to Ashirus. Hainu Ashirus anal. How do you get to the Ashirus? Yoyer Hashem ponov eilecho. You need the heoras ponim. You need that atik, that arichas yomim. Bechinas heoras ponim, hadras ponim. Shezeo bechinas sipurei maisiyas shel shonim kadmonios. This corresponds to those stories, those ancient stories, which have the power to bring the dead person back to life, to take somebody who's in total darkness and bring them into the light. Shehein bechinas verav chesed. They represent this concept of verav chesed. Bechinas hadras ponim. This is how we restore and draw this beauty, this light of Hashem's face on Klal Yisrael. We're a few days after Purim right now. In Likutei Halachos and another place, Rav Nosson Zal shows how this is all the story of Purim. The Jews were in Golos for 70 years. Hashem said they're going to be in Golos for 70 years, which means they fell asleep for 70 years. And Haman miscalculated, thinking that it was more than 70 years, so Hashem ain't going to take him out. He said, Yeshnoi Am Echod. There is one nation. The Gemara says, he said, Elokehem Yoshenhu. there Hashem fell asleep. There Hashem is sleeping. They're sleeping, meaning it, they're finished. They're finished. Then the hero came along. Who's the hero? Mordechai. Mordechai is Bigimatria Rav Chesed. Exactly. Mordechai is this He'oras Ponim. He's the one who woke up all of Klal Yisrael by not bowing down to Haman. Well, Mordechai lo yich Rav Lishta. What did he do? It says he didn't daven. It says he was screaming. Vayizak ze'oko gedoylu amoros. When do you scream? When somebody's sleeping and you want to wake him up, you scream. That's the screaming. And where's the Sipurei Maisis of Shon Kadmoni Yos? It's the Megillah. The Megillah is this story, this ancient story, which is so high a level, we said that all Shivim Ponim of Torah receive from Sipurei Maisis, right? That's why the Gemara says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Lishmoya Megillah. Person would say, what are you kidding? The Megillah doesn't even have Hashem's name in it. It's a story, it's for kids. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Lishmoya Megillah. This is a high level, this is much, much higher. This is Sipurei Maisis Mishonim Kanois. This can wake. This is what woke up all the Yidden who were sleeping that time. This is what activated the Yira. Remember, at first in the Megillah, they're all afraid of Achashverosh. Achashverosh is showing off his great wealth, his Malchus. Malchus imposes Yira. Ilmore Moiro Shal Malchus. Remember, we had it in the previous halacha. Everybody was afraid of Achashverosh and petrified of Haman. In the end, it says, V'rabim me'amei ha'oretz mesiyahadim, ki nofal pachad ha'yehudim aleihem, ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleihem, that the tables were reversed, and suddenly the goyim were afraid of the Jews, the goyim were afraid of Mordechai. The year of Kiddush opened up, that light, Hashem showed that he'oras ponim, everything got reversed. And again, the wealth, all the wealth of Haman, all of that, the chamor went to the seh, all went into Mordechai HaTzadik's pocket. All of that wealth, the 10,000 silver pieces, all of that was returned to Klal Yisrael. This is one example how Rav Nosson Zal opens our eyes to understand what's a Purim, what is a Purim, how Purim is, how that chapter in Likut Imran interprets every single detail of Purim. Ki akoyenu b'chinas horav digdusha she'oisek lo'oyre b'nei Yisrael mishinosam. Because the kohen represents the true tzaddik, the Rebbe of Kedusha, who is involved in inspiring and waking up the Jews from our sleep. Lo'oyre ram l'Hashem Yisborach, to inspire us to want to serve Hashem. V'hu mamshich kol hashivim ponim shel Torah Yisrael. And the kohanim are the ones who draw all 70 interpretations of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says in V'zois HaBrocha, Yoiru, this is the Brocha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Shevet Levi, which is the Kohanim. Yoiru Mishpotecho LeYakov V'soyroscho LeYisrael. They're the ones who will teach the Mishpotim and the Torah to the Jewish people. So the Kohen symbolizes the Rav of Kedusha. We mentioned many times the Pasuk, Ki sifsei koin yishmeru das, v'toyra yevaksha mipiyu. So Kohen represents the Tzaddik, the true Talmud Chacham. U'kamashe kosev, Ki sifsei koin yishmeru das, v'yevaksha mipiyu. V'alkein ha-Kohen yochol lifkoi da-korois. And this is why the Kohen is the one who has the ability to make a Jewish woman who is barren, who can't or hasn't had any children, be able to have children. Where do you see it? In the law of Soita. It says the Kohen gives her to drink, and he tells her, if you committed a sin, your stomach is going to blow up, and Rachman al-Tzarham. If you didn't commit any sin, you're going to be blessed. If you couldn't have any children till now you're going to be able to have children. That power the Kohen had, this the tzaddik who wakes people up from their sleep. That if she is naki, if she's found to be pure, she'll be blessed with zera shel kayoma. And as the Torah writes about Eli HaKohen with Chana, remember Chana couldn't have any children. He's the one who at first he saw her mumbling and he thought she was drunk. He said, "What? That's how you come into the Beis Hamikdash, a drunk lady?" She said, chas v'shalom, I'm simply pouring out my bitter, bitter, broken heart to Hashem. I feel such pain. I want so desperately to have a child who can serve Hashem. He said, if that's what you want, He gave her the bread. He's the one who said, Velikei Yisrael Yiten Eshilase. Hashem will give you what you're asking for, which is the bracha for children. V'alkein Iker Hamshochas Hayira V'harichas Yomim LeYisrael Hoya Al Yedei HaKoyhein. And this is why, how did Klal Yisrael receive this flow of Yira and this flow of Arichas Yomim? Via the Kohanim. Shohyo Oisek Bavoidas HaKorbonos BeBeis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are the ones who were involved in the work in service in the Beis HaMikdash. The Korbonos Shehu Bechinas Yira. All the activity in the Beis HaMikdash was all about Yira. Kamo Shekosuv Vayikra Shem HaMokoy Mahu Hashem Yira. What did Avram Avinu, what name did Avram Avinu give to the site of the Beis HaMikdash? Yira. Ki kol hakorbonos heim bechinas zrikas domim, because we know that one of the most critical, most important parts of bringing a korban to the Beis HaMikdash is the sprinkling of the blood, right? The blood. Sheheim bechinas yira. Blood is redness, which is yira, gevura. V'al king siv b'hakoyhein, and this is why the pasuk says about the koyhein, vo'etneim loy moira. Vo'etneim loy, I will give them to him, moira, this yira. U'mepnei shmi nichasu. And before my name, they'll be straightened out like. Ki ikar avoidas hakoyein lahamshich yira liYisrael. Because the main goal of the Kohen in doing his avoid in the Beis HaMikdash of sprinkling that blood was to take that Jew who committed the sin. Why did he commit a sin? Because he wasn't afraid of Hashem. He wasn't ashamed. He wasn't embarrassed to do a sin. The sprinkling of the blood is to restore that yira into the Jew. Shekol zehu bechinas yira kanal. All of this is this yira that we spoke about earlier that's needed to be able to be zeichet to the arichas yomim, to be zeichet to the ashirus. Vaydei zeh nimshach chayim v'arichas yomim. And once this yira is corrected, once this yira is in place, then you're zeichet to this life and this longevity of life. Ki ikar hachayim v'harichas yomim hu mibeis hamikdash. Because the main center from which Klal Yisrael draws life and longevity of life is the Beis HaMikdash. Ki hu beis chayenu. That's what it's called. Our living home. The living home of Klal Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash. Hu kimo yishom rabbi seinu zal. And as the Gemara says, hamizbeach nivro laharich yomim shelodom. The mizbeach was created to lengthen the life of a person. That's why you weren't allowed to use any metal instruments on the Mizbeach, right? Because a knife shortens the life, a knife or a sword shortens the life, and the Mizbeach is for longevity of life. That's what it's all about. That's why during, what's our Mizbeach today? The Shulchan. The Gemara says, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a Jew committed a sin, he would go to the Beis HaMikdash, bring a korban on the Mizbeach, and that would forgive. Today we don't have a Mizbeach. Shulchanoi Shelodo Mechaper K'Mizbeach. The table is Mechaper K'Mizbeach. That's why the Halacha says that when you're benching, when you're saying Birkas HaMozoin, which is the climax of your meal, that's the ultimate goal of the whole meal, to praise Hashem. During Birkas HaMozoin, no knives on the table. No knives on the table. Except for Shabbos. Shabbos Yontif, you're allowed to. But other than that, because the table represents this Arichas Yomim, the Mizbeach, this Arichas Yomim. V'zeh shonoimrim v'shom na'avodcha be'yira. And this is why we say, Hashem, give us back the Beis HaMikdash, where we will serve you be'yira. Ki me'oilam, be'yira daika. Ki shom ikra ha'yira kanal. Because the Beis HaMikdash is where the Jews were zeichet to achieve the highest level of yira of Kedusha, and to draw this yira upon us. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk finishes, ki me'oilam u'cheshonim katmoy ni'ayis. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'orvo l'ashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, ki me'oilam u'cheshonim katmoy ni'ayis. Our sacrifices in Yehuda and Yerushalayim will be sweet to Hashem, like they were in the past and in the olden days. Ki me'oilam u'cheshonim katmoy ni'ayis. וחשון קדמניה יש דייקו בחינס הדרספונם, בחינס סיפורי מייסיס של שונם קדמניה יש. the pasuk is alluding to this high level of light, this hisboinenus hatoira, which is referred to as hadrasponim, which is the sipurei maisius mishanim kadmoniyos. Shaydeze ma'oirin me'ashena. This is how we wake people out of their sleep, spiritual sleep. Shaydeze zochen liyira. And when a person is zochen to wake people out of their sleep, then we're zochen to yira. Shubchinas avoides beis hamikdash. V'alkein zocho hakoyen godoil ashirus godoil. And this is why the Gemara makes a point of saying that the Kohen Godol had to be very rich. K'mayshikosav, as the Gemara learns out, v'hakoyen hagodoil me'echov, the Kohen who is greater than his brothers, v'dor shabbosenos, the Gemara says, gadluhu mishelochov, make him greater. Make him richer. Give him all kinds of money. He, Kohen Gadol, had to be wealthier than... What for? What for? This isn't Egypt or Libya, where to be the guy in charge, you have to rape the country of all their money and wealth. So by the Yidden, you're saying the Kohen Gadol has to be very rich. What for? What does he need the money for? For his boinenus hatoira. He needs it for this tikkuni atik. Ki zocho lashiras digdushanal, the Kohen Gadol is zeichet to this Ashiras Digdusha through the Yira, which one receives through that Hadrasponim, which is activated through the Sipurei Maisis Mishon Kamonias, which is the Varav Chesed, which is the Kohen. All of these are perfectly connected. And through this wealth of Kiddusha, a person is zochet to the Hizboinenus. This is what the Torah says, V'hakoyen hagodol me'echov, the Kohen who is above all of his fellow Kohanim, asher yutzak al roishoy shemen hamishcha, the one whom they anointed with that shemen hamishcha, with that holy, holy oil. Shemen Mishchas Kodesh is the term that's used in all Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to the highest level of Seichel, of Moichin. Shehu Bechinas Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, Kamuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, She Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, Ze Bechinas Moichin Hizboinenus Hanal. Moichin Hizboinenus, Hainu Hizboinenus Hanal. This is what we're talking about. Because again, what do you use oil for? For the candle to burn. The flame burns with oil. So the oil represents that moichin of kedusha, that hizboinenus. Vezehu sha'toira noisenes tam ledvoreha. Now Rabbi Nosson says, now you'll understand this pasuk. The pasuk combines two things. The pasuk says the kohen, whom everybody has to make him the richest, the kohen who has the oil on his head. What? Ma kesher? What's the connection? Now you understand how the Torah is giving a reason for what it says. Shehizhiro lahagdil ulahashir sakoin godel. The Torah has instructed us and warned us to make sure that the Kohen Gadol has this wealth. Why? The Kohen who is Gadol meyechov, and the Gemara says, gadlu mishoch. Make sure he's Gadol. Make him rich. V'hatam, you know why? Asher yutzak al roishoy shemen hamishchol. Ki hu nimshach al roishoy b'shemen mishchas kodesh, u'b'chinas hizboinenus hanal. He's the one who's going to have this hizboinenus hatoira, this very deep, deep moichin. V'hu tzorech lahamshich tomid u'lohoyer al roishoy shemen hamishchonal. He has to always be drawing upon himself and shining into his head this shemen hamishcha, this moichin de gadlus. The oil of the 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of oil. Remember again, eight is Bina. Shmoina Yemei Bina, Yemei Shmoina, Kovu Shir Anonim. We say in Moisur, right? Yemei Bnei Vina, Yemei Shmoina, Kovu Shir Anonim. That's the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol that the Kohen Gadol wore. He was the Izboinenus HaTorah. Bechinas Izboinenus now. But Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'shemen al roishcho al yechsar. You will never be lacking this oil on your head, which means this seichel, this moichen de gadlus, this light. Alkein hu zochol ashiris godol. This is why the Kohen Gadol had to have this great wealth. Ki al yidei zeh zoichen lehizboinenus hanal. because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, you need the great wealth as a prerequisite to be zeicha to this hisboinenus. V'zeh b'chinas, now Rabbeinu Zal is going to tie this together in a pasuk in Tehillim, kashemen hatoiv al haroish yoreid al azokon zekan aroin. Like the wonderful oil that comes down from the head, dripping onto the beard of Aharon HaKoyen. Hainu b'chinas shemen mishchas kodesh, hizboinen usanal, shezoichin al yedei tikunei atik, al yedei b'chinas zokin. This is that hizboinenus hatoira, that very high level of seichel, that was zoicha to the zokin, the tikun of zokin. Zokin means the beard, zokin means that longevity of life, that zikna digdusha. Shezeo b'chinas hayoyred ala zokon zekan aharoin. Ki zeh ha-hizboinenus mekabel ma'idei ashirus, because this hizboinenus, we receive it through wealth, hanimshach ha-idei b'chinas zokin. And the way that a person zoich to receive the wealth is through the zikna of kedusha. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says over there in that same chapter of Tehillim, ketal chermoin, sheyoyreid al harareit tzion, like the dew of the chermon dripping down on the mountains of Zion, kishom tzivo Hashem es habrocha, that's where Hashem commanded the blessing, which blessing? Chaim, the blessing of life. Hainu shefa ubrocha gedoyla. What is that pasuk talking about? It's talking about a tremendous flow of shefa and blessing. Bechinas ashirus godoil, that great wealth. Shezois habrocha v'hashefa shel ashirus mekabel ma'idei bechinas chayim v'arichas yomim. This great blessing and this tremendous flow of wealth, how does one receive it? When they have this longevity of life, they have this chayim, this arichas yomim. Shu bechinas zokein kanal, that's this zokein of kedusha. V'zehu ketal chermoin, and this is why it's compared to the tal of chermoin. Hainu hamshochas hashefa shemachuna b'shem tal shel brocha. This refers to the flow of shefa, of sustenance from Hashem, which is compared to dew, tal. This tal shel brocha, hainu ashiras godol sheyoreid al harei tzion, which comes down on the mountains of Tzion. Tzion refers to Yerushalayim. Which mountain of Yerushalayim? Hainu b'chinas habeis hamikdosh, shu b'chinas yira hanal. U'kamay shekosuv, ma noira hamokoyim hazeh. Remember, when Yaakov Avinu woke up from his sleep and he realized that he was at the site of the beis hamikdosh, what did he say? This place is nora, it's full of yira. Kishom tzivo Hashem es habrocha chayim. Because that's the place where Hashem commanded all the bracha, all the shefa and bracha, and the chaim, the life, the arichas yomim. Ki ikar habrocha v'ashefa shel ashirus, tziva Hashem shom daiko. Because the main blessing and flow of wealth, Hashem commands over there, emanates from the Beis Hamikdash. Ki yefsher lekabel shefa ashirus dikdush azois, because as we learned earlier, it's impossible to receive this wealth of Kedusha unless you have the Yira, which adds life, which gives you that longevity of life. As the Pasuk says, that's the place, that's the site where Hashem commanded the Bracha, the bracha, which is the Ashiras Digdusha, which is dependent on Chaim, this Arichas Yomim.